This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. As we've been reporting, violence in Chicago in 2016 reached levels not seen since the late 1990s. And so far, the trend continues in 2017, with the Chicago Tribune reporting more than 40 shooting victims in just the first 3 days in the new year. Takeaway member station WBEZ in Chicago has been featuring remarkable stories and voices from community members who remember the bad old days of 1998, even as they are experiencing today's violence. Our installment today comes from the perspective of former gang member Edwin Day, who experienced violence as the defining quality of his life until he decided not to let it define him.
After my mom passed, we ended up moving into my grandparents' home. It was my four siblings and my dad. We kind of shared a bedroom, and there was a lot of dysfunction in the home. I had a cousin that was my age, and he was involved in gangs and different things. And so this is the thing that I'm seeing a lot. And so I just kind of started off just kind of hanging out for a while, and eventually it ended up turning into being involved with drugs. We were selling crack and heroin. And so what ended up happening, we was involved in the gang war. We were going back and forth, you know, they would come and shoot at us and, you know, try to kill us. And we would kind of go back and do the same thing to those guys. You think about you're firing and you kind of, you know, from a street ethics aspect, you feel that what you're doing is noble. You know, this is my guys, this is my crew, this is who I'm with, and so we're going to defend us and ours at all costs. August of 97, I mean, it's the height of the summer, it's hot, everyone's out. And so as I was leaving the home, unbeknownst to myself, there was a guy waiting in the bushes, and he began to shoot. And so as I'm running across the street, he begins to let off the other shot. It might have been 13 shots. Pop, pop, pop. And so as I'm running, I catch the first one in the back of my leg. You know, I ended up making it across the street. But by the time I got over there, I had caught so many shots, I just kind of collapsed right there. After I was completely healed, I ended up going back to that same community. And it wasn't until I was arrested for being involved selling drugs. And that's when I ended up going to prison for about 11 months. And it was then that I made a decision that this wasn't the life for me. When you think about 98, you're talking about crack. And it was chaos. But I think now you have young people who have found themselves subject to hopelessness. Hopelessness mixed with different types of mind-altering drugs, mixed with assault rifles and crazy amounts of weaponry. And so with the height of violence that's going on all over Chicago, we wanted to be that positive light. My wife and I started an organization called Dreams Incorporated, working with at-risk youth, young people. It's not even about giving them things. You know, I think more important is really just being an ear, a listening ear, and having a heart that cares. They don't see a lot of people that even care about them. The thing that we can do, we want to walk with you. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? We don't want to give you nothing. We're just going to go sit down. Let's go to lunch. And so those small things are the things that the kid values, because whether they listen today, once they get finished ripping and running and doing all of the different things that they do, they're going to think about, oh, Mr. Day, I was sent with Mr. Day. Mr. Day really care.
Edwin Day's story comes to us courtesy of WBEZ reporter Patrick Smith.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.